spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe. Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear, He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring mushroom wrap and squash and coconut soup.
Hi there. We're going to make some simple mushroom wrap, meaning we're going to wrap some mushroom into rice paper. You can buy them in any oriental shop. They call it rice paper. The thing they're using to make a spring roll, and for that we need a little hot water to soften them before you can wrap them. We also need coriander, cilantro, and we have some mushroom, fresh mushroom here. Beautiful mushroom, wow. Seasoned mushroom, very, very good. And we have some leek. That's all we need, yes. And for seasoning, we need just black pepper and a little mushroom seasoning and salt. We have it all there. Yeah. I have some warm water here, not too hot, just warm. You're gonna soak it in there. When we need to wrap, we have to soak. Just dip it in quick and take it out. Right now we chop everything together first. The mushroom and the leek and the coriander, we chop them all together. Very finely chopped. Just you need about 2 finger long leek. Or as much as you like. Not too much, huh? We're going to chop all this very finely. Very finely chopped. Chop them as fine as possible. And you can also use a food processor. Chop it quicker. Even if you cry a little bit by using onions or leeks, it won't be very harmful to you. It will be cleaning your eyes. Most of the food that God has created had medicinal property. So it will help us in some way or another. The leeks already chopped very fine. You can chop finer like this. You can hold the tip of the knife like this. Hold the tip of the knife and make it like 45 degrees and then use the handle to push it down. This has become easily chopped fine. It becomes finely chopped this way. And you don't have to do it like this. You know, it will spray all over you. But if you hold the edge, the tip of the knife, and then just put it like this, this way. Yeah, and then it will not spray anywhere. The vegetable will not be spraying all over. Just stay there and be chopped fine. Okay. And put it aside. Alright. We can chop the coriander also in a similar way. Or just finely cut. I start crying a little already. When you're cooking, don't forget to recite the holy name. You can recite any holy name you like. God, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, Guru Nanak, any saint that you revere. Maria, Joseph. Like that, your food will be more nutritious because is blessed by the divine loving power. Coriander already chopped and put there. I'm going to take out the mushroom. Just a handful of coriander and some mushroom. I have how many here? About 7 mushrooms this big.
As big as my wrist. See that? About 7?
6, 7, 8 of them. And we also going to cut them into fine. Slice and chop them finer. Yeah. In the similar way, you chop your mushroom finely, as fine as you can. It doesn't matter that much if it's a little rough. You can keep it like this also, yeah, holding to the tip of the knife and the hand of the knife and just gently chop it downward, that's it. Good. Then we put it together with the leek and the coriander. Just leave it there and continue chopping until you finish. Remember to wash all the vegetables. Soak in salt water as usual. Just recite the holy names or name when you're preparing the food. Even the mushrooms, sometimes I put it in a beautiful wrap already and clean looking, but I suggest you wash them. Soak them in salty water for 3 to 4 minutes, and then wash them thoroughly. Yeah? Before using. It's safer that way.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. After we chop them all already, we can mix them together, okay? That's the coriander, the mushroom, and the leek. Mix it thoroughly. Good. Now you put some salt in it, like a teaspoon of salt, a little more. And it depends on you. You taste a little bit and see how it goes. And some mushroom seasoning. The mushroom seasoning you can put like 1 tablespoon in it. The mushroom seasoning doesn't have glutamate and it tastes sweet, that's why. And you sprinkle some black pepper in it, like 1 teaspoon. And we put 1 teaspoon brown sugar. There's some other kind of seasoning if you want, otherwise that should be enough. I put a little bit more of the stock seasoning, like 1 teaspoon. Okay. The stock seasoning is kind of salty, so we just have to be careful with it, that's all. Mix all that seasoning, sugar, salt, black pepper, all together. Mix them all well. I can't even taste it. Should be okay. I think I put a little bit more black pepper, just a little more. But it depends on you, huh? Depends on how sharp you like,
how much of the black pepper taste that you like.
Okay, we mix it all well now. Wonderful. It's good. First we put some olive oil in the pan and turn the heat on. First we turn it on very high and wait until the oil is hot enough to deep fry. We put like half of the oil in this pot, turn the heat on high. Any pot today, any frying pot. please don't laugh. I don't have enough equipment in my house. Yeah, I'm very simple and sometimes it doesn't look very sophisticated. Like, it's not like a proper frying pan or anything. But I use anything as long as it cooks, okay? At home, if you have a proper frying pan and pot, please use it. Don't try to make the exact color and the exact pot, okay? No. We have to put the rice paper into the bowl of warm water and get it hot and ready. Then you can put it aside like that. I'll put it on the chalkboard or on a plate to prepare. If you want to cook this, you have to put the rice paper into the water quickly, but make sure all sides are wet. And cut it into half. And just prepare one or two at a time, because it gets softened very quickly. And if it's too soft, it's not easy to handle, yeah? If it's too hard, it won't wrap too well. You prepare this similar to spring roll, you know? I cut into half of it. Now I fill in some of this mushroom. Just a little. Like a tablespoon, yeah. And wrap this around it. Wrap it nice and well.
It doesn't matter. It is not nice. Well, you can always eat it. We wrap it. Just like that. Doesn't matter if you have it, okay? About this size.
See? Just wrap it up.
Alright, the finger. Yeah, and put it there. Ready? Next one. 1 tablespoon. Mm-hmm. Keep it right in the middle of it. Not too much so that it don't come out, okay? 1 tablespoon. And put the two together and roll it. Roll it a finger size. How big the size is, or whatever you like. It's not a big deal. As long as it tastes good. Good look is good, but taste good is even better, huh? Mm. You both look good and taste good, then wonderful. Another one here. Wrap it together. Put the two S together, you know, double it, and just roll it. Yeah. Whatever shape it comes out, it's okay. And put it there. Yeah. It doesn't have to be very perfect looking. If it's too perfect looking, it will seem like machine made. And it's not so appetizing. My humble opinion. The thing is, have fun. Have fun in cooking, have fun in giving it to people. I think the oil is already heated. I got about 4 pieces here already. It looks like homemade, like when your mother used to make. Simple and not too perfect looking. When she's in a hurry, she don't have much time. And she cook for you with all love, even though it don't look like perfectly symmetric. But you like it very much. Come home from the cold, hungry, and the aroma from the kitchen make you feel so appetized. You're eager to eat anything Mama cook. That's how it is. If when you soak the rice paper, it's not yet very soft yet, it's still kind of rigid, then you wait a little while until it's soft before you roll it. When it's soft, you roll it like this. It's easier to look perfect and it will not break. If it's too soft, then it will not have a good shape. If it's too hard, it will not stick together, and it might break even. If the two sides of the roll comes out some mushroom, then you please just take it out, so it doesn't drop into your oil too much. A little bit okay, not too much. Better the both end of the roll that the mushroom doesn't stick out too much. It's better you do maybe one or two at a time so that the degree of softness is just right for the rice cake. Or for the rice cake, they call it rice cake also. Because if you prepare too long, too many, and it will be too soft. And don't try to get the juice from the bottom of the mixture. Leave the juice there. You take out the pot as dry as possible. The juice will sink at the bottom anyway. Okay, like that. You wrap the two ends together. And you roll it. There you are. It becomes a nice roll like this. I think my oil is already heated. I'm going to pop it in. And check it out, the oil. You remember how we check the oil? It is hot enough? Yeah. You throw something in it. A piece of onion, a piece of vegetable, a piece of beef. I'm going to throw a piece of beef in. I'm sure it's already cooked. It goes like zzz, then it's already hot enough. Make sure it's not too hot, not too cold, huh? Your oven is different. So I put one of the thing in, and another one, and another one, and another one. You can also use cold water to soak or to soften the rice paper. It's just cold water, you have to wait a little longer, but it doesn't matter. It's frying well. Deep fry, quick, simple. Maybe we turn the heat a little bit lower, like 2/3 of the heat, so that it will not be too quickly burning. Two thirds of the heater or medium heater is fine. After the oil is already boiled, you turn it lower like that. And preparing of it meanwhile. We let them fry until they became golden. Then it will be ready. When you roll the rice paper with mushroom stuff, you try to push the finger down a little bit so that the content will become tight and not too much air inside the roll. Just like that, nice and tight. Are we checking if the oil is hot enough or is too hot? Yeah, while you are rolling others, checking them. Make sure they don't stick together either. It would be better you don't put too many at one go and try to check them so that they don't stick together. It doesn't matter. If they do, you try to separate them. You can also try to make different shape, like triangle shape. Yeah? Also cool. Alright, I think they're fine now. I'm going to take them out. It doesn't have to be too golden, alright? Doesn't have to be very, very golden. Put them on a plate with a kitchen towel so that it dry up the oil a little. I'll put it down there. If we don't use too hot oil while we are frying, then the rolls will not be bubbling, just flat. If you use a very hot oil, maybe it has a little bubble surface, that's all. It's no big deal. Still can taste good. when you put them in, you put them in one by one and hold them a little separately until the outside is a little bit more already fried and hardened, so they don't stick together that easily. When they are still wet and you put them together at the same time, they stick together, and it's not easy to separate without breaking the thing. But it won't matter that much. It just matters a good look. Okay, and you hold them for a while and just the outside hardened by the fry, then it will not stick. See, if you like the stuff is sticking out too much, you can push a little bit both sides in. That's a trick. So it doesn't come out too easily. Use your finger, push the stuff back inside, or use a chopstick. Doesn't matter if you don't cook it perfectly the first time, you know. Nobody does, so maybe you'll be the first one. Next time you try it again, you can try it a different flavor. You can use a ready-made mushroom pâté from the shop in a can and pass it on and roll it and fry it. It's also nice. See, tuck it in and roll. If it's too much, you just pull it out a little bit and it doesn't come out the mushroom stuffing. I push the mushroom in a little bit and I roll it like that. Any cooking oil we do, huh? It needs to be olive oil. Just have fun with cooking. Experimenting your life. You know, vegetarianism is a very good way to be fun. Yeah. Experimental. We always have to change, you know, our lifestyle to a more exciting, more beneficial, and fun way. Yeah. Vegetarian can be a very fun way to cook. Especially if it's new to you. Like a whole new horizon. Yeah, we don't always have to stick to the old lifestyle. Every day is a new day. We experience new things. And vegetarian food is very delicious and fun to cook. For this kind of food, the best is you eat immediately after it's done. Tastes better that way. I have tasted some already. It's very, very delicious. And if you have too much, you can always, you know, leave it in the fridge or deep freeze and warm it again next time in the oven or fry a little bit quick and eat it. Okay. I think they are all done now. And we drop them out here. To the kitchen towel. Dry up the oil a little bit. Okay, so done. Good. The oil, because you use it all at once, you can use it for saute or something. I'll use it once more again. I'm going to put it on the table. Hey, if anything you cook that does smell good, you eat them first, or you hide them. Just show the perfect one, okay?
It was a pleasure to have you with us for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in to next Sunday's A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai for Part 2. And now, Good People, Good Works up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May Heaven shower your life with blessings.